Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fianna Fáil's infighting continues this week with Micheál Martin flying to Brazil for the COP30 summit. With revolt in the air and Martin across the pond, could the rebels seize the moment and attempt to remove the Taoiseach? Well, joining me to talk about the latest news on the ongoing Fianna Fáil drama is Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, there is a list.
There was a list circulated last week of 12 TDs.
Now, when you say circulated, how did it get out?
It was provided to some journalists, and there is a bit of dispute over how it originated. There's whether it came from people close to the Taoiseach or whether it came from government buildings. But this was what prompted much of the discussion at the parliamentary party meeting last night. There was 12 names on it: Seamus McGrath, James O'Connor, Paddy O'Sullivan, John McGuinness, Peter Trapclear, Donal Hart, Aaron McGreehan, Willie O'Dea, Pat Cope-Gallagher and Sean O'Farrell. Now, several of these TDs took issue with being on this list. Aaron McGreehan described it to the Salem witch trials. She said it was kind of done to, I guess, publicly shame those on the list. While others had a different view, Paddy O'Sullivan said it was, you know, it was, people were very hurt by it, but he was proud to be on that list. And this kind of went on. And of course, your listeners will recall that previously, when the Taoiseach was away in July 2022, he was in Ukraine, that there was this open revolt again in his absence. And that led to an almost confidence motion at the time, came 2 signatures short and eventually evaporated. But this really is an escalation post the calamity of the Jim Gavin presidential election that saw Fianna Fáil lose all of the money they put into it. They didn't get their 250,000 back, which they would have got if they'd got more than 12.5% first preferences. And there's a feeling within the rebel camp, while, you know, that this could be really a fertile time to try and take Micheál Martin out. Because, so the process is this: you first of all need 25% of TDs to sign a confidence motion. That's 12 in this instance. Then you need to win by a simple majority. That would be 25. At the moment, I reckon that they have about 20, and I would put 19 in the Micheál Martin camp and then 9 undecided. But if they were successful in that, then it would go down to a new leadership contest, and it would be one member, one vote. So while that's interesting, because it's the members who are really have their noses put out of joint here at the moment, because they're the ones who do all the fundraising all year round. It's their money that has been kind of wasted away without much thought, it would be argued, and they would say that, you know, had Billy Gallagher been allowed run, this wouldn't have been the case.
Yeah, now the problem there is you can unseat a leader, which is what maybe some of them want to do, but you've got to have someone that you want to put in that leader's place. Now, he who wields the sword rarely wears the crown, as we know. So no one's pushing themselves out there, or are they? Is there anyone saying, it's me, I want to be the next Fianna Fáil leader?
Look, I think privately, I think it would be well known that Jim O'Callaghan is the front.
Yeah, but he said not yet. I mean, he's only a wet week in cabinet.
Oh yeah, but it's a bit like any leader who's going to be leading someone into the next election until they're not. You know, you have a position until you don't have it. I would say by Christmas.
So does he see himself as the Zoran Mamdani of Irish politics?
I think they might differ slightly on the political spectrum there. But I think the timing is difficult for some within Fianna Fáil who would like Micheál Martin to stay on towards the end of his term as Taoiseach, you know, into the kind of start of 2027. Then look, but if there is a push that comes now, that momentum may carry him over the line. But you're right, look, I think what has been, what the Micheál Martin camp have been trying to do is, I would say, kind of smoke Jim O'Callaghan out, to come public and say this. And I think he's been kind of biding his time. And look, if there is a leadership challenge, I think there might be a few other names in the mix who might fancy it, especially with a membership vote. I'm thinking the likes of Derek Cleary. Jack Chambers was seen as the next successor if Micheál Martin had his way.
But he'd be implicated in the Jim Gavin debacle.
Exactly. So that's put him back a few rungs on the ladder for sure. So I would really expect this to heat up now over the next few weeks. There's no parliamentary party meeting, as I understand it, next week. The Taoiseach is in Brussels. But after that, we're due to have the report, the internal report being chaired by a senior counsel into the calamity that was the presidential election. I think any slippage in that timeline ignites future tensions. And I think they'll be looking at that. The rebels, I suppose, will be looking at that forensically to see what could have been done better and where they can attribute blame.
And what's the story about Sean O'Farrell, the former Count Corley, who wanted to be Count Corley again and sees himself as a pensioner-elect?
Yeah, well, so there was a very, very colourful contribution from the former Count Corley last night, that he said he was himself, Willie O'Dea and Patrick O'Gallagher were referenced as being part of the old guard on the list. And he said, well, look, you know, both myself and Micheál Martin are broadly of the same age, and we'll both be entitled to a free travel pass next year. Broadly interpreted by those in the room as a message to say, get off the stage. But look, I will say, while there was a lot of anger at this list being circulated, and while the Taoiseach says it wasn't from him, and people think, how could this be done? I think as well, I'm reminded by a quote from Omar in The Wire that if you take a shot at the king, you better not miss. So I don't think these rebels shouldn't be surprised if suddenly there are sharp elbows coming back at them as they try to...
It has to be said that for all his mistakes that he made, and definitely made mistakes about the presidential campaign, the selection of the candidate and the readiness of that candidate, irrespective of the help given by a well-known former minister, that he is very fresh-looking still, Micheál Martin.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I don't think anyone can doubt his energy levels. He's very fit. I think if he wanted to, he could undoubtedly go into the next election and lead the party after that, if he so wished and he had the support of the party. I think age is not a limiting factor on him now, given how health conscious he is.
Yeah, and the point is that if you put your name up there, you're going to be compared with the person going out. So who else, besides a Big Jim, who I've heard a clip this morning, he's fearless about Dublin City. He'd happily walk out through Dublin City day or night. Well, when you're 6'4" or 6'5", that may be less intimidating than if you're a female at 5'2". But anyway, that's for Jim's own personal safety. But the other candidates?
I think Derek Leary would be a dark horse in a race like that, especially when it comes down to a membership vote. Someone with a long lineage in the party, someone who's served as deputy leader, of course, before that. I think Darragh O'Brien previously would have liked to have his name in the mix there as well. So look, it'll be a very interesting contest when it happens. But often with these things as well, if there is a groundswell of support for an early candidate, it can kind of suffocate the competition, as we saw with Simon Harris when he got elected last time out.
Okay, so for what's your best guess? Is Micheál Martin safe down in Brazil?
Oh, I think for the next few weeks he is, but I think from the rebels' perspective, if nothing happens by Christmas, we'll then forget about it, because they're not going to do anything during Ireland's, when Ireland holds the presidency of the European Union. That is seen as to be far too significant to allow internal party politics to get in the way of and kind of damage brand Ireland. So I think unless anything happens in these kind of next few weeks, well then I would be betting on Micheál Martin staying in his role until 2027.
And what did you make of the love-in at the Oris?
I thought it was a very interesting contribution from the current president, Michael D. Higgins, in thanking the media for their service and noting the important role the media plays, which of course is in contrast to the president-elect, who was quite critical of those in the media during the presidential campaign. Mm.
And given the kind of the background history in Labour in Galway West, you know, I don't know what the choreography of the meeting was. It looked very cordial and so on, but there must be still a little bit of an edge to that encounter.
Well, I think if you recall during the presidential election as well, there was controversy about the Connolly campaign using some footage of President Michael D. Higgins, which was subsequently removed from the video. So I think to say relations traditionally since President-elect Connolly left were frosty would be an understatement. We do know that there was quite a sizable cohort of the Labour Party who didn't want to back her candidacy. Ultimately, they did. She is now President-elect, and I think, as we'd expect, Michael D. Higgins, warmly welcomed her into the Oris as she prepares to be our next president.
Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.